Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says Deputy Frank Fabiano Jr. was trying to pull over a red Astro van for a minor problem.
After making notification dispatch and a short failure to comply by the van's operator, the van did pull over in a subdivision south of County Trunk Highway E, east of Highway 31. A UW Parkside police officer rolled up on the Deputy Fabiano's traffic stop to back him up. UW officer James Spino found Deputy Fabiano shot and returned fire on the suspect. The suspect fled into a nearby woods with Officer Espino requesting help for an officer down.
Within minutes, a massive manhunt began that included officers from Kenosha County departments and others from Racine and Racine County, Walworth County, and departments in Illinois. Area residents were warned through a telephone system that an armed suspect was on the loose, and Beth says the department received several tips. The suspect, identified as Ezekiel Lopez, was discovered in an apartment complex about 3 hours later.
The suspect was still in possession of a weapon as he was hiding behind parked cars. The suspect was taken to Kenosha Memorial Hospital for injuries that he obtained while on the loose. The Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, was called in to take over the investigation for the entire incident. The suspect will be housed in a jail facility outside of Kenosha County. The Kenosha District Attorney's Office has been involved since the very beginning of this incident.
Beth says Lopez has several aliases and contacts with police departments in several states, including Texas. Deputy Fabiano was a highly decorated member of the Sheriff's Department and a former Marine MP. He leaves behind a wife and a 7-year-old daughter. In Kenosha, Janet Haw for the Wisconsin Radio Network.